Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning into the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I am Mary Hollis, your host and the director of the next chapter of Widows Ministry. And once again, thank you for tuning in. I just played the song by Tasha Cobb Leonard, He Knows My Name. Isn't it wonderful that God knows your name? He knew your name before you formed in the belly of your mother. It is so wonderful that we have a God that knows every strand in our the hair of our head and also know our name. And that is amazing. That's all the thousands and thousands and billions of people in the world. He knows your name. Isaiah 43:1 says, I have summoned you by name. You are mine. Be assured that God knows each of us by name. You are precious and honored in his sight. He promises, when you pass through the water, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. This promise isn't just for Israel. Jesus summons his life for us, ransom his life for us. He knows your name. But let me ask this question. How has he shown that he knows your name? Just think about that. How has he shown you that he knows your name? I just want you to think on that. But I want to read some of the things that Tasha Cobb Leonard said in her song. And she said, he knows my name. Yes, he knows my name. He knows my name. Yes, he knows my name. He walks with me. He talks with me. And oh, how he tells me that I am his own. Yes, God is saying that you are his own. So don't never think that because of what we're going through, what we have lost, that he still doesn't know our name. He said, she also said, oh, how he comforts me. Oh, how he counsels me. Yes, it amazed me that I am his friend. So now I pour out my heart to you. And that's what you can do. You can pour out your heart. You can cry out to him. And he knows your name. And he finds ways to comfort you and to counsel you. She goes on and say, oh, how he walks with me. Oh, how he talks with me. You got to know me, so I trust you with my life. No, and he also says this, no fire can burn you, no battle can turn you, no mountain can stop you, he holds my hand, he holds your hand. Not just my hand. He holds your hand. That's what Tasha Cobb is saying. He's there. And he's walking with you. He's comforting you. And he knows your name. Each one of our names. Isn't that amazing? He knows Mary M. Hollis that stays in Decatur. He knows that Mary Hollis is on this talk show every Tuesday night. He knows my name. He gives me insight. He gives me comfort. He counsels me. And he also gives me that God wink sometimes that I talk to you about. And I'm sure each one of you, it was rough this past weekend for Father's Day. But he was right there because he knew your name. He knew what you were going through. Yes, he did. He knew exactly what was going to happen before it happened. If he knew you before you entered your mother's womb, he knows every little thing about you. He knows when you're hurting inside. He knows when you can't sleep at night. He knows when you toss and turn. And he knows when you can't seem to understand what is happening to you right now. He knows your name. If he knows your name, he knows everything about you. And Tasha Cobb goes on and said, there's no fire that can burn me. No battle can turn me. No mountain can stop me. Because you hold my hand. He's holding your hand. And now I am walking in your victory because your power is within me. No giant can defeat me because you hold my hand. Yes, he's holding your hand throughout all of these different situations. No fire can burn me. No battle can turn me. No mountain can stop me. All because you are holding my hand. I am walking in victory because your power lives within me. Yes, he lives within us. No giant can defeat me because you hold my hand. That's what he is doing. Even sometimes we don't feel like he is, but he is. And she goes on and said, you hold my hand to be afraid. Let me see. To be afraid. No, you hold my hand. I don't have to be afraid because you're holding my hand. I don't have to be afraid. Yes, you're holding my hand. I am so in love with you because you are holding my hand. I am. So he continues to let you know that he's holding your hand and he knows your name. And oh, how he tells me, I belong to you. We belong to him. And that we are his own. So how amazing. I know sometimes people that you know forget your name when they see you in a supermarket, or they see you in a department store. They said, I know that lady, but I can't think of her name. I just can't think of her name. And you say the same thing, too. And sometimes you talk to the person, and you still wonder in your head, I wish I can remember where I remember this lady or this guy or whoever. I know them. Their face are very familiar, but I can't remember where I saw them. But they remember you. Have we all experienced that? We don't remember that person's name. I've had my son and daughter friends that have gone with them in high school or college, and they said, hi, Ms. Hollis. I don't have a clue what their name is, but they remembered my name. And they said, and then sometimes they'll see where I can't remember. They'll say, Alexia, you're Alexia's mom, right? I said, you're Alan's mom, right? So I am so glad that they say that because I'm still trying to remember who they are. So many times I can't remember their name. And I'm sure you've had that experience. But God don't forget your name. He remembers your name. He remembers all of your circumstances. All of the things that you have gone through in the past, all the things that you're going through now, and guess what? He even knows the things that you will be going through. Isn't that amazing? That our God is so powerful, and he knows everything about us. But in the midst of all of that, we have to trust and believe that all these things that we have gone through, going through, and will go through, he will be right there because he knows our name. He walks with us. He talks with us. And he continues to protect us as well. So that's the message that I have tonight. But I want you guys to engage in this conversation with me tonight. And I am going to try to open up all the lines. I am not going to ask you to speak if you don't want to. And nobody, if you don't want to speak, well, I hope that one of you or two of you will say something. And just tell me what you did this past weekend for Father's Day that helped you to get through Father's Day. Did you do something special, something memorable about your spouse? Something that you that the two of you used to do on Father's Day, or what you normally do on Father's Day when he was here, what something that you cook, something, whatever. You went to the gravesite, or whatever you did. I went to the gravesite. My daughter and my grandson, we went Friday because we knew it was supposed to rain Saturday and Sunday. We went Friday, and we put some flowers on his grave, and we took pictures, and just keeping the memories with my grandkids. My granddaughter was not there because she was still at the camp that she was at. We wanted to get there early before they closed the gate and get all the traffic that was going to be happening because of Juneteenth. But I am going to click on, and I'm hoping that you will be willing to share. If not, then I understand. So I am going to start clicking on a couple. I just clicked on the number, the last four digits of your number is 4353. If you could just share just for maybe just a minute, what did you do during the weekend regarding Father's Day and missing your special loved one?
Hello, Mary. This is Regina.
Hi, Regina.
Continue the request that you had made that we find a special picture. And so what I ended up doing was finding so many memories that my fireplace has pictures of happy memories that we shared as a family. With each other, grandchildren, and I took a picture of it and sent it to the children. We all went over to Jason. I cooked lunch, and the guys wanted to watch the game. So Janae prepared Gas Dancing and the guys what they wanted. That knocked. So we did not, and we just had a wonderful time, and I took old pictures, and so we spent time looking at pictures from the kids, itty bitty, until now, and it was a very nice time for us, and I happened to find an old Father's Day card that Nancy left here at the house. And JP had signed it. And he said he almost cried when he opened it. And, he was glad that, I said, how did you find this? And I said, well, Mary gave me a, I didn't know that this golden nugget was part of that assignment. But thank you for suggesting to find, because I found a lot of love within those pictures. Thank you.
Wonderful, Regina. Yes, some of you did not participate on Saturday. We did have a meeting from 9 to 10 a.m. on Saturday, and many of us, we were on Zoom, and many of us shared pictures of our husbands and also gave dedication, a couple of minutes of dedication towards saying and also giving some knowledge of something about your spouse. So that went really well. And thanks, Regina, for sharing that. You know, it's pictures are so memorable. I have so many pictures of my kids and family, and to look back at how things that we did or what they look like or whatever, it is a whole lot of fun. So thank you for sharing, and I'm glad that you were also with your family. I'm going to click on another number, and I hope that you'll be willing to share. I am clicking on last four digit is 4493. Would you like to share?
Good evening, Mary. This is... I didn't participate.
This is who?
Fanny.
Oh, hi, Miss Fanny.
Hi. I didn't say on Saturday morning. I had other engagements. I had been tied down with my for 5 days.
Yes, so, I saw your text.
So, I didn't have a picture ready because I love the smile on. I'm not sure I was quite ready for that on Saturday, though. But at any rate, we didn't do a lot on Saturday afternoon, but Sunday, for some reason, found my wedding photo album, my grandson. And so we had to sit the pictures and identify everybody. Papa is, that's what he is. And I told him he was in heaven. Well, when is he going to come back? Unfortunately, when you go to heaven, you know. But
yeah.
That kind of, and had a salad and rose, something simple for him. And as I was at the table, I thought, if only would be here, we would have a huge feast, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
All in all, it was a good weekend, and I did take some walks. They were memories and a little sensitive and emotional, but made it through.
Okay, wonderful. How old is your grandson?
He's 6.
Okay, all right. Yes, they still have those questions.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And thank you for sharing.
Wonderful. Okay.
I'm going to pick someone else. Here I go. Your last number is 8683. Would you like to share?
That's neat. I stayed home alone Sunday ever on Saturday for my great grandchildren's pet birthdays in June, and we had a party for all of them. And what was so touching is I could see so many of my husband's features and gestures and the generations that were there and the new great grandchild is only 3 months old. So my granddaughter looks pregnant every time that my husband was dying, and it is so wonderful that I can see the earth replenish and the legacy goes on and on and I had a wonderful.
Okay, wonderful. Miss Hayward, that's you, Miss Hayward.
Yes.
As I got that, you spent time with your great grandkids, and y'all looked at pictures and stuff. So that's wonderful, wonderful. I'm glad that you had a wonderful time. And I'm going to take one more caller. Because of the time. I just clicked on the last four numbers is 7821. Would you like to share? Okay, I'll go on to one more. The number is 4771, the last four digits of the number. Would you like to share?
Yeah. I awfully so busy. I'm a musician, wrote a song, actually, writing some music since my husband passed. So I just basically stayed home alone and got busy and worked on my music.
You say that you are a musician and you were...
Yeah.
Working on your music?
Yes.
Okay.
Which I have not been able to really focus on that, but I took advantage of the time and finished writing my song. That I have, that God has given me a melody since my husband passed.
Okay.
So that's how I spent.
Were you able to finish?
I still, basically I have. I'm still adding some more to it.
Okay. That's Miss Vanessa.
Yes.
Okay. How are you?
Had a pretty rough day today.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Just knowing that God knows your name, so he's there comforting you and being there with you. So just knowing that he's there. He knows your name. He knows your pain. He knows what you're going through. And thank all of you for sharing because it does help others when others hear what you have done and what you were doing. So it does help, so thank you so much for sharing. We only have a couple minutes. I have a few announcements. Our anniversary is September the 18th. That's the third Saturday in September. And we are putting together an anniversary committee, and we would like some volunteers to help us plan that. Now, one thing, if you have some information to help us as well, we want to do something on the outside instead of in a building. We have a building, there's no problem with a building inside, but we're trying to get something on the outside. If you know a venue that has maybe a place that we can have an anniversary. We're not going to have the normal anniversary. We're going to have fun and have food and celebration of our 18-year anniversary. So we're not going to do the normal thing that we normally do, but we want to celebrate this occasion, but we want to do it on the outside so everyone can feel comfortable in being there. So if you know of a vineyard that we could use, and we, please let us know right away so we can start working on trying to reserve or whatever. The other thing is just remember that the month of July is sabbatical. We do not do any shows, no meetings, or nothing during the month of July. But if you decide that you're going to volunteer for the anniversary committee, yes, you can work on those things in the month of July and then get back to us the first week we'll give you contact numbers, the first week in August, because we want to finalize everything by that particular, the 1st of August. So please give me a call. You know my number. I text you all the time, so you still have a record or should have a record of. So if you have any information, even if you don't want to volunteer to be on the committee, if you know a place that we can probably get and reserve, let us know. For about maybe 50, up to 50 people, normally when we have it indoors, we have more, plenty more than that. But I figured maybe 50 people right now, we can have more people. It's just the idea that I think that because of the pandemic, some people still might be a little bit reserved, I mean, careful about coming out. But I hope that you have, all of you have been vaccinated. If have not, please do, because you'll be comfortable and other people will be comfortable around you when you go to these different events, because, you know, we don't want things to be spread. Some of these things, the virus can be as symptomatic, and that means that you can be walking around with it and don't know that you have it and give it to someone else. So please be mindful of that. I know many people that have had health problems, and they were able to take it. My sister was one. She was able. I mean, she's allergic to just about everything. But she was able to take it, and she didn't have any, really had any side effects. I just praise God for that. Because we all were nervous about my sister getting it because of her being allergic to so many different types of medicines. But praise God that she got through it. So those are the three announcements. I'll be saying it again next Tuesday night. Next Tuesday night is the last Tuesday of this month, and we'll be, you know, like I say, we are in sabbatical in the month of July. And that is all I have tonight, and thanks again for sharing. And just know that God does know your name, and he and you are precious in his sight, and he's going to help you to get through this time in your life. He will, just like in Tarshish Carb, Leonard song, it says he will counsel you, he will comfort you, he will walk with you, and he will continue to let you know that he knows your name. So, I pray that he will continue to walk with you, talk with you, comfort you, counsel you, and just continue to trust in him, because you'll be able to see his presence and feel his presence, and knowing that he's doing just that. And it's so amazing that he knows all of our names. He loves us so. He's not forgotten you, about you. He loves you. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. Have a great evening and the rest of the week. And tune in again the same time next week from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a good night.